This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have you ever wanted to take a tour of the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area? Maybe a guided walk along the petroglyphs in Celebration Park near Melba. Or maybe you'd like some tips to better spot raptors. Well, guess what? These are just a few of the virtual events going on next week as the annual Snake River Raptor Festival adapts to the coronavirus. So instead of just a one-day event of music, fun, and birds of prey, the festival is going to run Monday through next Saturday, all online. Joining us today to talk about the festival are Steve Alsup, the president and co-founder of the Birds of Prey National Conservation Area Partnership, and Matt Podolsky, who is a board member of the partnership. Hey, welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to be here.
So can one of you give us a preview of this virtual field trip, truly, of the NCA? I mean, how is this going to work, and what will folks see when they tune in?
This is actually a presentation by one of our partners at the BLM. She's an NCA staff. Her name's Corey Roberts, and she's the education and outreach director for the NCA. She's actually going to do sort of a live Zoom with some PowerPoint slides and go through some raptor identification techniques and tips and just kind of take us through the NCA and show us a few birds that you might see if you're out there.
And for people who don't know what the NCA is, can you explain briefly what that is?
Sure. That's short for National Conservation Area. And that's a particular unit of BLM land that's in the National Conservation Land System. And our NCA is called the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area. It's kind of a mouthful, but it's a beautiful piece of public land that's about 485,000 acres along the Snake River, sort of south of Boise, and kind of runs from Walters Ferry to Hammett, Idaho.
I have to say, I think one of the neatest things is Celebration Park out near Melba and everything you can do out there, but the petroglyphs and all of that. So you're really kind of, instead of, you know, being physically going there, people can what, take a virtual tour basically during the festival.
Yeah, we have two of our partners from Canyon County Parks, which operates Celebration Park. One of them is going to do a sort of virtual petroglyph tour and talk about the petroglyphs that you can see out at that park. And then we have a second person that's doing an atlatl demonstration, which is a Native American hunting tool, sort of like a spear that has a little extended piece that allows it to be thrown farther. And so they've got a range out at Celebration Park. That's one of the activities that we usually have at our in-person festival. But they've decided to film that and give us a demonstration of how it works so people can enjoy it online.
That atlatl is super cool, and I've tried it before. And let me tell you, if you have an expert doing it, everyone's going to think they can do it. And then they're going to go out there someday and realize it's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah, I actually haven't got a chance to try it, but I'm going to make sure to do it soon because it looks like a lot of fun.
It really is. So I'm curious about how you guys really had to switch all of this up and getting to this idea of taking it from a one-day in-person festival to, you know what, we're going to not only take this online, but we're going to spread this out over a couple of days.
Yeah, I can jump in there. I mean, that was definitely a difficult decision for us and for our board of directors to make. We felt like we really needed to offer more by taking the event into an online space. There's so much that, you know, the inspiration for the festival was really to like create this celebration of, you know, this unique NCA and the unique population of raptors that live in it. And, you know, there's just so much that is a part of an in-person event that is like really difficult to capture in a virtual event. And so we decided that, you know, by offering sort of a wide variety of like different ways for folks to sort of interact with different types of content that we could produce, you know, both live stuff and pre-recorded events, that was really the only way to kind of like in some manner duplicate the experience. Obviously it's still going to be very different. But in a certain sense, we also felt like there was an opportunity here, you know, an opportunity for us to reach out to larger audiences. You know, one of the neat things about taking the festival online is that, you know, we're going to be able to reach people beyond just the Treasure Valley. So we're going to be able to share, you know, how amazing and unique this NCA is that's right in our backyard. We're going to be able to share that with, you know, people all over the United States and all over the world. We're hoping to get participate in this.
And we should note too that, I mean, there's so many activities that you're going to have for kids as well. I mean, things like an owl story time, and they can make a mask of a short-eared owl. I mean, and this is something where it's so critical right now when we're all trying to figure out things to do with our kids. So the fact that you have expanded that. Before I let you go though, I want you to also quickly talk about the fact that you're going to have two virtual concerts as well to within this festival.
Yeah, for our in-person event for the last 2 years, we've lined up two different bands to play at Indian Creek Winery, which is our normal host venue for this celebration. So we didn't want to cut our musician friends out of this. We thought it would be a good draw. So we lined up those two bands. Idle Time will be playing Friday evening to kind of round out our Friday night. And then Hill Folk Noir will be playing, and we'll be live streaming them on Saturday evening. And that'll be sort of the end, the sort of, you know, capping moment of Snake River Afterfest 2020.
And very quickly, how do they access it online? I've got less than 30 seconds.
Birds of Prey.
So folks can
go ahead, Matt.
Folks can go to our website at birdsofpreynca.partnership.org. That's sort of the hub of information where folks can learn how to log in to all of these online events. Folks can also check out our Facebook page at Birds of Prey NCA Partnership.
Fabulous. Guys, thanks so much for coming in today. We've been talking with Steve Alsup and Matt Podolsky about the upcoming Birds of Prey, the Snake River Raptor Festival. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here next week.